So we will start and welcome everybody. And so here we are with another full moon, the last full moon in the cycle of the year. And we are closing out the year. And of course, it is the time we're closing out our period of awakening to clarity, which finishes at winter solstice. And so for each of us, this is a very crucial time, because anything that we need to look at in our shadow, we need to be looking at it over the next few days, or today between now and the 21st. And we have all sorts of interesting things happening in the world and within the United States between now and the end of the year. And as you saw in the election, you know, sort of the shadow side of America showed itself up in a big way, and for everybody to look, and it awakened. And of course, we had the whole thing of the political shift shows us that the majority of people are disillusioned with the status quo, and that they feel they are abandoned by their leaders. So it is a moment when the forgotten spoke, finding their voice to reject the advice of the experts. And as we know, Sagittarius is about the throat chakra. And so here we are at this time, and we are each temples of light, and it is extremely important for us to remember that we are these beautiful temples of light, and to let our light shine, because it is really important now. And if we could like say to ourselves, I am a fountain of light. I am the truth. I am all consciousness. I am all being. I am the spirit of love, deep, unconditional, and forever. My gift to the light which is around me is the spark of life. I carry it freely, generously, in purity of the soul, and thus it shall be forever and ever. And so it is for us to work together as temples of light to create the shift, as we radiate the trust from a place of knowing. Because that knowing comes from within each of us, and it is for us to be observers and not get involved in the propaganda that is put out, you know, in the world today, which is either biased or misleading. And it's either used to promote a cause or a point of view. And as I said last month, you know, if we look at mainstream media and if we swallow it all, it could be very dangerous to our health. And so, you know, and we have also at this time a lot of people exiting the earth plane because they're no longer able to deal with the vibrations. And that is, it has a positive side to it in that is uplifting the ascension process and the light within each of us, within the world. So, you know, sort of as I said, it is time for us to go within, to deal with everything between now and the end of the year. And you know, sort of to look clearly and to find with discernment, you know, the picture of the world that is presented to us is only remotely related to reality. And the truth of the matter is buried in lies upon lies. And this has been going on for years, and it is, you know, it is a major threat to democracy. And of course we have creeping fascism, which has been around for years, but people don't want to feel that we are like that. But we are. And so it is important for us to understand that. And another very important date for us all, which is just before winter solstice, is on the 19th of December. We have the, I think it's called the Electoral College, So we have that taking place. And also on that date, that's the day that Mercury goes retrograde. So anything could happen at that. So I'm just bringing that up so that there is an awareness around it and that we just look at it with love. And Mercury retrograde can and has been proven to throw spanners in the works many times. So, you know, just keep your love and your light shining, because we have no idea. It could happen. And so anything could happen there. And so I'm just bringing it up for you to be awake and aware, because this is a time of being awake and aware to the different vibrations that are happening in the world. And it is also a time for us, you know, to be very much aware of the eight spokes of the wheel of the year and the archangels that govern the planet. And so, you know, at winter solstice, you know, we have Archangel, God, who's going in on winter solstice? Spring, summer, autumn equinox. Winter solstice is Michael. And so, you know, it's a time for us to remember all of that and to be in touch with the archangels and to find what is happening within each of us. And so, you know, with all that in mind, we need to be aware of where we are. And as we move into 2017 at winter solstice, we're moving into awakening to wisdom. So that will take us forward between the first big noticeable shift that everybody will feel will possibly take place around spring equinox. But it will start happening. And the shift will start happening 3 days after winter solstice. And so as the sun starts to move again and the days start to get longer, that's when the energy starts to come out. And it will build and build until about spring equinox, and then we will have a big explosion of light and everything. But next year is going to be a year of turmoil, and it is a year of light. It is a year where we become aware of our divinity, of the wisdom, of the innate wisdom that is stored within each of us. And as we work with this, we will find the strength and the understanding and the knowledge and the awareness that will flow through each of us, and that we will not get bogged down with all the negativity that is around us, because we are the builders of the new dawn. We are the standard bearers. So as we move forward and don't get distracted, because every time we get distracted, we allow negativity to break into our auras and everything else. We take ourselves down, and then we have to use all that energy to bring ourselves back up again. And so it is for each of us just to remember that we are beautiful temples of light, and allow this light to move forward within each of us. And to feel this light, and to know that we are divinely protected and guided. I absolutely feel that each of us that on the spiritual quest are absolutely protected and guided each and every day. And so I've had this, known this for years, and I just, it's a knowing. And so we each just hold that presence. And as we hold that presence, we are divinely protected, and we move forward each and every day. It is most important to stay out of fear, no fear. Let the fear go, because fear is only an illusion. Light and love is the truth that is within each one of us, the temple of light. We are the light bearers, and that is why we are temples of the golden flame. And as the golden flame is ignited within each one of us, and it is at all times ignited within us, but when we come to the time of the full moon, we come together in a mystical and magical way to allow this energy to flow out. But every day we can connect in our meditations. As we connect with the golden flame and it send it out into the world, it goes out there and touches all of the other light bearers of the golden flame that is around us, because we are the light of the world. And so let us take a deep breath and feel the energy of that beautiful golden flame that is within each one of us in our heart. And it awakens our heart and expands our heart. And the flame gets bigger and bigger. And it comes and it continues on up through our body, up to our high heart, awakening us to thinking in the heart. And then we continue on up to the throat chakra. And there it awakens us. And awakens us to the awareness that at this time, the sound that emanates from each one of us is really important. That the sound is positive. And that we are as impeccable with our words as we possibly can be. Because this is the sound of love that flows out into the world. This carries the light within the vibration of the sound. And we continue on up. The flame continues on up to our crown, our brow chakra, and opening up the third eye. And the third eye opens us to all the gifts of the spirit. We feel all of those flowing into us. We are awake and aware to our psychic abilities, to our intuition, to our clairvoyance, our clairaudience. And we feel these energies, all gifts of the Spirit, all gifts of the Mother, lifting each of us to a place of knowing and understanding. And as we quest each day, we rely more and more on these gifts. Because the more we rely on them, the greater our knowing, our wisdom, our understanding is. And the flame continues on up to our crown chakra. And awakens us to the cosmic energy. And we connect with the cosmos, with the planetary energies that are around, taking us to a new place of understanding, a new awareness. And it moves us on up, and up about 18 inches above our crown chakra. There is a beautiful gold, diamond crystal. And we go on up to that. And that is our 12th chakra. And from that diamond crystal, we feel the energy, the emanation out into the world of all these new energies, of the incoming energies, of us being awake and aware to the beauty of the world. It is all about the awareness, about how we research for ourselves, come to our own understanding, and not depend on any outside sources. We research and we understand. And just above that there is our soul star. And the soul star, we connect with our soul star. And from this soul star, we connect to the major energy points of the golden flame around the world. And so from the Soul Star we connect to Tara, to the Hill of Tara, the seat of the High Kings of Ireland, of ancient Ireland. And with the ancient Stone of Destiny, we connect to the golden flame there. And the golden flame there is about 20 foot tall. A beautiful golden flame connected to our heart flame. And this flame is emanating out around the world, out all over Ireland, dissolving, transmuting everything that no longer serves humanity. And then we're going to move along the ley line to the Great Pyramid at Giza, another major focal point of the golden flame, with the ancient wisdom of Egypt and the teaching of Thoth. And out through the top of the Great Pyramid comes a magnificent golden flame that is flowing every day out into Egypt. As Egypt awakens to its ancient wisdom and its power, as it becomes the vessel of the shift in the Middle East, the peacemaker, and the people become awake and aware to their wisdom, to who they are, and their power. And power, of course, is the balance within themselves. And they find this beauty of this balance. And as the flame comes back along the ley line to connect up with the golden flame at Tara, it touches each country, making it awake and aware, dissolving all that no longer serves humanity. And it arrives at Tara and weaves itself around the existing flame that is there, and it does it counterclockwise. And now we move along the ley line, going the other direction, out to the west of Ireland, and on over to Lake Titicaca. And here, there is a beautiful golden flame coming out of Lake Titicaca. It is a crystalline flame with the Christ consciousness energy, with the crystalline energy, the energy of our age, the energy of the light bearer. And this energy is spreading all over Peru and Bolivia and all over the Americas. And this is an energy of light, again dissolving all that no longer serves humanity. Transmuting, transforming everything. And now it comes back along the ley line to Ireland, touching everything along the way and transforming and transmuting everything in its path. And it weaves itself clockwise around the golden flame at Tara, at the Stone of Destiny. And this energy now has grown to huge. It is just massive. This beautiful flame of light. And we take this flame of light and we send it around the world. We send it to Washington, D.C., allowing the energy of this beautiful flame to permeate the whole of Washington, D.C., and spread out all around the United States and Canada, transmuting, dissolving, destroying anything that no longer serves humanity. Everything that doesn't serve humanity collapses, because everything is to be made new. And we go to England, to Westminster. And here again, the energy comes all around Westminster. Again, transmuting, dissolving, transforming all that no longer serves the people of Britain. It energizes them as they leave the EU as they take command and their own lives back, no longer dictated by a superpower. So they claim their wisdom. They claim their innate ability to govern themselves and all that no longer serves the British people is now dissolved. Now we go to Syria and we put the golden light, the golden flame all over Syria, bringing the energy of peace, of love, of light to Syria. And it touches all of the countries around it. Turkey, Iraq. So all of its energies, bringing peace and love and light. Because we are all one, irrespective of what religion. Because there is only one God. And so we come back now from the golden flame and we come back to our soul star, bringing this energy with us into oneness as we all come together. And we shoot a golden arrow from our soul star up to the sun behind the sun, to infinite spirit. And there we connect with infinite spirit as we send and climb this golden cord, all the ways up to infinite spirit, giving us the peace, the tranquility, the understanding, the love, the patience, and seeing our beauty and our wisdom. As we enfold ourselves in this temple of light with the golden spirit, we build a pyramid of love, a pyramid of joy, a pyramid of light, connecting each of us to the beauty of who we are. And then we take this beauty, and as we walk the streets and planet Earth, we are the temples of light. As we bring this energy with us every place we travel, as it emanates out through us, touching everybody we meet, greet, as we quest. And so now we rest in this beautiful golden light with infinite spirit. And when we are done, we bring ourselves back into the room, knowing that we are vessels, fountains, temples of light. And so it is.
I know. Oh, you might want to stop. Hello.